Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, listen, the trend, even in the United States, you know, we're talking about childless by choice.
Right.
In 1970, 1 out of 10 women were childless. Now that number is 1 in 5.
And of course, that was several years ago.
Yes.
It's escalated as there's this, what's it called, Murphy's Law or whatever, no, the law of, that just doubles and doubles and doubles and doubles and doubles.
Exponential growth.
Yeah, it's exponential. They have a name for it. But that technology is moving like that.
Yeah.
But also, it's exponential death to the family. It's growing so rapidly. It doesn't take 10 years for something to happen.
Yeah.
It can happen overnight. And these people right here that John's talking about, that they're actually, they're just saying, I don't want to spend my money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about this amount.
Well, it's childless by choice. CBS did this interview where they started interviewing and talking to folks and finding out, you know, what's this trend? What's it all about? Why are you choosing not to have children? And they were honest in what they had to say. In fact, you know, why don't you see for yourself?
You know, there are lots of reasons that people don't have kids. There are cultural reasons, there are practical reasons.
Jonathan Last is a writer for the Weekly Standard and author of What to Expect When No One's Expecting. He says money is often a roadblock to parenthood.
It's become phenomenally expensive to have a child right now in America. When you add up all the costs, it's about $1.1 million to have a child for a normal middle-class American. That's a lot of money to spend on, you know, something that in 15 years is going to tell you that it hates you.
Whatever the reason, motherhood is in decline.
You want to show Mom?
In the 1970s, around 1 in 10 women were childless. That number now is closer to 1 in 5. Kids were never part of the plan when Laura and Vinny Ciaccio got married. Tracy Ellen Caymans and Jared Skolnick felt the same way. Both couples are now members of a social club for the childless by choice called No Kidding.
There are people out there who say, oh, people who don't have kids hate kids. Do you guys hate kids?
I don't hate kids. Well,
my favorite quote is Jerry, the founder of No Kidding, says, I like women's breasts. I don't want my own.
I've been an SAT teacher and loved my students, but I just don't feel the same way about toddlers and babies that everyone else seems to.
But it doesn't mean you hate them.
No, I don't hate them. I'm indifferent toward them.
Why pose the question, why have kids?
I think it's an important question that we ask parents.
Jessica Valenti, who wrote a book called Why Have Kids, says there's a persistent notion that every woman, deep down, wants to be a mom.
I do think we run into a problem, especially when you're talking about women, when the expectation is, of course you want to have children, and not only of course you want to have children, of course it's going to be the most important thing that you ever do in your life. So you're really setting women up to fail in this way when you say they're going to bring you all the joy in the world, and when that doesn't happen, it can be really, really disappointing and devastating.
The childless by choice, Valenti says, are still labeled as selfish when the opposite is often true.
The idea that the only way to be selfless is to have children, I think, is a really dangerous notion and a really dangerous ideal. There's plenty of ways to be a good, compassionate, productive citizen without bringing children into the world.
So let me just ask you all straight out, are you selfish?
I think it's more selfish to have a child if you're not sure that you can be the parent that you'd like to be. And I've always said that I'd rather make a mistake and not have a child than have a child and find out that that's a mistake.
I think we all make selfish decisions. Every time you go out and, you know, buy yourself a latte instead of donating money to the poor, you're making a selfish decision. Life is about balancing the things you do for yourself with the things you do for the world. And there's a lot of ways to contribute to the world other than having kids.
Most people seem to agree. In fact, according to a CBS News poll, only 16% say that people who decide to remain childless do so for selfish reasons. But while not having kids may be more socially acceptable, some fear that a baby drought would be bad news. Figures show that we're below the replacement rate, that is, the average number of babies the average woman needs to have to keep the population stable. The replacement rate is roughly 2.1. The United States is now around 1.9.
Bottom line is we're just not making enough babies?
We are not making enough babies, sadly enough. It's because anybody who has been around babies would be able to tell you it's a lot of work, and a lot of it is not entirely pleasant.
Author Jonathan Last says a falling birth rate will transform the economy, and not in a good way.
If this continues, what do you think the U.S. will look like?
We'll have an entire country that looks like Florida, with a whole lot of older people who need support, who need government assistance through the social welfare programs that we have, Social Security and Medicare, and we'll have a much, much smaller number of workers trying to support them. There's nothing wrong with not wanting to have a kid. But the goal should be to find ways to help the people who do want children to have them in what is a very expensive and complicated world.
Of course, parents would say there are plenty of great arguments for having children, and the No Kidding folks have heard them all.
Have you had people try to convince you that you're wrong?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're going to be so alone when you're older. Who's going to take care of you? Thinking that somehow children are just future indentured slaves or something like that. It's really not a great reason to have kids. And also just that since I don't know what I'm missing, I can't possibly know that I'm making the right choice.
What do you say to people who say that to you? You'll never know this joy.
Nobody who's known me really well has ever said that to me. So I think they have a difficulty understanding that different people want different things in life, and that what makes them happy is not necessarily going to make me happy.
So who's really happier, family folk or child-free? We asked people in both groups, and a majority, 67%, said people have an equal shot at happiness with or without kids. For the record, Jessica Valenti, who wrote Why Have Kids, has a 2-year-old daughter.
I knew that it was always something that I wanted.
It's an enormous amount of work. A lot of the work, you know, is not a lot of fun. This is, you know, there's no reason to sentimentalize it.
Jonathan Last should know. He's a parent, too.
Not a lot of fun. Who said that life was about, you know, everything's got to have fun?
That's right.
The truth is, if you get your perspective, you know, whatever you focus on, whatever you appreciate, you enjoy.
That's right.
And if you look at children the way they're looking at children, you're looking, and this is something that was being said some time back, and we're already at the point where Japan will not be here, they say, in 2030. If they don't, then they're not. And you're looking at America's drop below their rate as well. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts towards that? That are we willing to deny ourselves long enough, this is the question, long enough to say, you know what, I want to actually have children that are going to enjoy the blessings that God has created. Am I willing to lay my life down for my children to be able to raise them up and trust God that they're going to have a great life? And just to watch, you don't have to, they're not indentured servants. You're like, you just want to watch them succeed. And you're proud of them as a father and as a mother. So I want to hear your thoughts on that. You know, what are your thoughts are about having children and raising children? This man that you saw, he said it costs over $1 million to raise a child. I don't know where he's coming from, what planet he's coming from. It costs $1.25. No, I'm messing with you. Either comment below, write to us. You want to hear from us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Yeah.